The ugly plume of black smoke rising from the plaza could be seen for miles Wednesday evening. The spectacular blaze reduced JJ's restaurant to rubble, injured 15 staffers, and took one life. David France and his brother Jimmy owned the restaurant.
We're just struck. We're in shock.
The tragedy was born of a gas main broken by a fiber optic crew and instructions to evacuate the restaurant that came only minutes before the blast. France called the staff family and heroes.
These aren't trained emergency service providers. These are our waiters and busboys and cooks and managers and bartenders, and they took care of every single customer and got them out of there. I think that's pretty miraculous.
The family of server Megan Kramer say they are certain she is the person who didn't get out. Five victims are still hospitalized, one in critical condition. The fire investigation was interrupted by a double-barreled Thursday storm that dropped more than a foot of snow on parts of the city, and many of those who were able to get out of their driveways, like Eric Johnson, got stuck.
Well, we're still trying to dig me out, so it's going to take a little bit. The snow's deep.
On Friday, as city crews continued to work long hours clearing away the snowfall of the day before, National Weather Service meteorologist Jenny Leflin said there may be more to come.
We've got another system moving into the region Sunday night into Monday. The track for that is still pretty uncertain. Some of the models are having trouble agreeing, but it does look like we could have some significant snowfall across the area again.
The thunder snow set a Kansas City record February 21st snowfall. For a time, it closed I-70 across half of Kansas and both of Kansas City's airports. A proposed constitutional amendment that would stop Kansas courts from intervening in school funding matters cleared the Senate and headed for the House. School districts, including Kansas City, Kansas, Shawnee Mission, and Blue Valley, oppose it. Portions of Governor Brownback's tax proposal met resistance in the House, where Speaker Ray Merrick said members are cool to not ending a temporary sales tax increase.
But right now, I don't see a lot of appetite out here to retain the sales tax.
And a Senate committee rejected the governor's request for $10 million for a new building at the KU Medical Center, despite the efforts of Democratic member Laura Kelly.
The $10 million that you're taking away here is just a down payment on a new facility that they need to maintain accreditation.
Kansas committees also heard testimony on several abortion bills, including one declaring that life begins at conception. Among bills introduced in the Missouri legislature, one to encourage classroom discussion of the strengths and weaknesses of the theory of evolution, and one sponsored by GOP Representative Mike Lira that would make it a felony to propose gun control laws.
You know, we're not going to take this anymore.
Lira says he doubts the House will pass the bill. Wrapping up the week, plans for a national biosecurity lab at K-State advanced as the Department of Homeland Security awarded the contract for its possibly $80 million utility plant to a St. Louis firm. This is KCUR.